time for some round two. And it is a Friday. And it is the end of another week of the puppet show that we call the United States of America. The land where anybody can get elected, even if they cheat. A land where anything is possible as long as you have Hollywood. And the land where the whole population will believe you as long as it's on TV. A land where you can be promised salvation through a needle and some fluid inside that'll change your DNA. A land where you literally have pastors telling people that Christ would take an injection. What a wonderful place this is. Amazing. You know, sometimes you have to step back and ask yourself, I wonder what the most evil place on the world is. And you keep looking around, and pretty soon you look in your backyard and you go, oh my, guess this. What an amazing discovery. The center of all hell on the earth exists within the borders of the United States, and it's organized through the hole called Washington, D.C. The reality is that right now, we are living in a time where Americans are having a hard time getting their head around the fact that we are the guinea pigs for the world right at this moment. What has happened right now is they have launched a global event using a engineered virus out of Wuhan, which has high transmissibility, low lethality, and they've stacked it into a system of what I would call a stacked weapon system with various component parts. And the one element that they need to make it all work and all come together so they can activate the system is the injection. Now in China, in spite of their tyranny there, there's actually some common sense emerging out of China. People are pushing back on this injection. But the one place in the world that has freedom, supposedly, the one place in the world where people aren't being forced to do anything, even the lockdowns are minimal here. The one place in the world where people are lining up and giving arms to have themselves modified genetically is here. The years of consuming processed food, too many Big Macs, everything about having it your way, the decadent idiocy that has consumed our nation is now allowing the sheep to line up in mass and take an injection because they're afraid to stand up to the tyrant and seek their salvation to return to restaurants and to travel again through the promise of hope and eternal happiness through an injection made by a drug company. That makes good sense right there. That's a good idea. And that's ultimately what has happened in our nation. And we're witnessing it right now. And with that, you can see who owns who, because there isn't a single politician in this nation speaking out against the injection. Not one. You show me one. Actually, I did find one yesterday. I shouldn't say that. I did find one yesterday. God bless his soul. Seriously, and I'm very serious. He is the county commissioner in Missouri. And I'm not going to say more until we get to next week for certain reasons. He's trying to get a measure passed right now, and I totally support it. So let's just put it that way. But I found one. Incredible. We have absolutely worthless leadership in this country. We don't have it. Our sheriffs, even my sheriff in this county, I had a lot of respect for him. And then what does he do? He gets up here and he gets the damn injection. And it's always about this thing. It's like, it's your choice. You're right. It is my choice. But it's equally the choice of people not to be persuaded or influenced or badgered. That is not the role of politicians. And nowhere in this is anybody emphasizing the bottom line on this, that this is still not approved by the FDA. It's not. This is an experimental injection. So if you're out here listening and you're saying, oh, these guys are conspiracy nuts, I was like, okay. So just explain to me, if you call up somebody, when you knock at their door, you say, hey, guess what I've got? What? I have a skin product. Okay, what's it going to do? We're not really sure, but we think it's going to make you feel better. From what? Well, it doesn't cure anything. Oh, okay. Is it going to do something for me? Maybe. We're not sure. But it's experimental, and we'd like you to rub it all over your face. Okay, I'll do that. I mean, it's the insanity of this. An injection that has no cure. I mean, just trying to get through the logic. I do this all the time. And I mean, it's obvious what's happening. It's obvious the brainwashing is there, but it's still stunning to me how effective this brainwashing has been. And it's all done through a process of anxiety and fear. So you ramp up fear, and then you fan the flames of anxiety. And why do you do that? Because when people get those two emotions in conflict with one another, the thing that they start to seek is, quote, salvation. And instead of, and then, so even worse, it's like they turn to their church and it's closed because the pastor and the church corporation sold their soul to the devil and don't have the backbone to stand up and say, we're keeping open. When they do go to many of their churches, they hear messages like Franklin Graham, well, it's scriptural. Then you hear other Christian pundits out here. If you're not taking a vax, you're harming the people. It's all shaming and nonsense. Because why? What's at the core of going after the Christians? The core of going after the Christians is they did their numbers. They needed 70% of the population to take this injection so they could justify terminating 30% that were resisting. And here's how I'm going to prove it to you. If I say to most patriots and I say 30% of our population are communists that need to be reformed to keep our republic safe, most patriots would say, let's do it. So now I'm going to flip the script. If 70% of the people, are injected, and you tell them there's 30% of the people that are not injected, we need to deal with them, separate them from society. Those 70% are going to say, okay. Round them up. I also think there's an even darker agenda to this. There's something about that 70% number, about needing control of that many people. Remember, this entire process, this first step of taking the injection is the first step of doing a number of things at once. It's not just one thing. So let's go back to this injection weapon, this bioweapon that they've launched. First order of the bioweapon was to get the pollutants into the environment. Pollutants that'll go into your body. Those are heavy concentrations of aluminum. There's some carbon and there's some nanotech. Some of that's sprayed, some of that's put into your food. You got the genetic GMO junk you eat, processed food that you eat. And to add kind of catalyst to that, you want to make sure and get the kids when they're right out of the womb and inject them how many times you can. What is it, 13, 17 injections now by the time they're age 2? So you've loaded them with all sorts of agents that are sitting in their body. And everybody is primed. So consider yourself like a preliminary weapon system. You have a bomb that sits within you, but it's primed. Now the next thing, there's several tiers to this weapon system. There's another layer of this weapon system, which they've already admitted that 85 or 95% of the world is going to have it in them. And that's this Wuhan lab generated thing, COVID SARS, COVID 1370-7 or whatever it is. It's just so ridiculous. But it is an actual thing. And it looks to be have been engineered. And why do we know that? Because there's patents on it. So they've launched something out here that has high transmissibility, so it's jumping from person to person quickly, but it's low lethality. But what does that do? Now that sets the conditions. So that gets in everybody. That's another part of this equation. And then by having low lethality, high transmissibility, the media can step in and fan the flames of fear. Believe it or not, fear is part of this weapon system. It's very important to understand that. Fear is an operational component to this bioweapon that they've launched. And why do they want that? What does fear do to your physical body? Fear reduces your vibration and frequencies, and it keeps you down. Essentially your energy core, your shell, is no longer protected. Who cares? Someone would say, who cares? It matters a lot. Nanotech needs something to run off of. Nanotech harvests its energy from you. And when your vibrations and your frequencies are lower and it's tapping into your energy, nanotech is working off of you and keeping you run down. It's literally mining your energy for the benefit of itself. This is how it's growing inside of people. But they need something to catalyze. They need the catalyst and the binding agent to bring it all together and then to be able to hopefully jump. But it's got other things it has to do. There's one more agent that they have to do. They can't get it in the environment. They have to get it in you, in a needle. We don't know all the components of what that is, but we can tell it does a couple of things. When it all comes together, several things happen. We understand that part of it is, and this was the early studies that came out of the UK, there are sterilizing agents in this. So there's a component part of this that is sterilizing humanity right now. They are trying to prevent humanity from regenerating, from having children. So all of you good folks out there that encourage your children to go out there and their teens to get injected, got news for you. Your teens aren't going to grow up having happy families. You're not going to be grandparents because your idiocy that promoted your child to get an injection is going to sterilize them. Most of them will be sterilized. And from what we understand and what we can already see happening from the frontline doctors, this was projected back almost 6 or 8 months ago from studies done out of the UK. This injection, once in you, transmits itself through sexual intercourse as well, which ensures that if one is sterilized, the other partner will soon be if they're not injected. You cannot have contact with people that have been injected at least 30 days. No one even knows. But at least from the Pfizer docs that have come out and Moderna docs, it is saying that you cannot have contact for 30 days. Because the people that are injected become carriers. So that's one part of this weapon system. The other part of this weapon system is that there's some right off the bat that it's just killing off. And you would, from their perspective, you just consider those the weak. You got rid of them. And then there's this other component of the weapon system, which appears to be able to be activated when the whole thing comes together. So you've got your four layers, your pollutants, your Wuhan piece, the fear, which is incredibly important because it keeps energy levels low. And that brings in the nanotech and the spike protein development within your body through the mRNA. By the way, mRNA, they don't know what it is exactly. It can be coded to do many things. They're not telling you what it is. They're just telling you mRNA. That's kind of like saying you've got an engine in the car. You have no idea what the engine is. You just know you've got an engine in the car. So mRNA is it's a nice little way of saying we put in something in you that we have coded, and we're not telling you what we've coded it to do, but it's been coded. And so in that packet then, when all this thing comes together, whatever that injection does, it brings this whole weapon system and it switches it to hot, meaning it's now armed. You've got an armed IED sitting within your body. Now the question is, what's going to happen? Well, it depends on the triggers. Obviously, there's a component here that's pretty evident that 5G wave is a trigger, is a detonator of some fashion that can be used. Spike proteins do an amazing thing of penetrating the blood-brain barrier, which now allows for components, the proteins, and even nanotech to easily get into your brain. Nanotech has the ability to replicate and rewrite, so it can start to take you over from within, literally. This isn't science fiction. This is the science around what is happening to humanity. And the whole thing is being driven by the one critical agent, which is fear. And fear in itself and anxiety draw people into wanting to be saved, and they seek salvation through a needle. Now, think about that for a minute. This is literally, and I'm using that term intentionally, there is an attempt to seek salvation through a needle. This is a spiritual war at the end of the day. All these biomechanical issues that we're talking about here that are put together is ultimately geared towards people willfully giving their soul, their salvation, to something created by man. And it's all sealed in a deal that you literally sign, which says, I will assume all responsibility for any of the consequences of this vaccination. It says so. It says so in the document that you sign when you go and get the shot. So, right there, you don't even know what's behind that contract. See, this is the part that people just don't get. They just, I don't know how we're going to get through to them either. But we are dealing with a world that is based on contracts, and contracts have spiritual consequences. It isn't like a contract where you don't make your payment, they come and collect your car. Well, it is, but it's just a little bit bigger deal. It's like, you're not going to deal with God, so the devil's going to come suck up your soul. People, we've mocked this, and the left has mocked Christianity so much that for a large part of the population, they look at the way that things are talked about in biblical terms, and they mock it, and they think it's funny. Well, I hope they enjoy that on their way down to the lake of fire, because I'm telling you, the contracts that are being made right now are a contract at a spiritual level. And this whole issue is about capturing your energy, your spiritual energy, and doing something else with it than what God intended. The end of the day, they are going to mine out the spiritual energy of every human being that's out here. And here's the darkest part about it. All you have to do is read Gates' patent. One of the ideas they're coming up with, and it's probably not just an idea, is that they can use the nanotech that's within people to constantly work this energy field, which then is transmitting, it's translating algorithms that are cracking open cryptocurrency. Okay, they're tying you to cryptocurrency. This is a brilliant one, by the way. So that how you move, how you operate in the world will dictate whether you are getting more cryptocurrency or less cryptocurrency. But by the way, you're not getting the whole cryptocurrency. Your body is cracking those codes, those algorithms to unlock cryptocurrencies, and you're getting, say, 1%, but you're getting that little UBI, that universal basic income each month, which is going to be fueled by the nanotech inside of you, which is monitoring as well how you're moving and what you're doing. And so there you go. You have it right there, and you're going to get this little 1%. And they're going to get the 99, and they're going to continue to grow. And they're going to mine you and mine you and mine you with that nanotech until you have no energy left and you die. And there's nothing left. They've stripped your entire entity. I think people have a hard time believing that. They're like, that can't be. That can't be. God said we have a soul. You're right. You do, as long as you take care of it and do the right thing. But when you're going to give your soul to the devil, I'm not guaranteeing you any outcome. And that's basically what anybody that signs this damn contract is doing. You start ending up with shells of bodies that have ceased to have a spiritual entity within them, that the spiritual entity has been mined so deeply within them that all that's left is a shell, and the shell now is being run from what remains of that glimmer of light, and it's all nanotech that's running it within, and you become a transhuman, period. No longer human. You see, all of this is about an agenda of moving people from human to transhuman. That is not a question. It is what they are trying to do. And you become walking dead. Isn't that amazing? They spent 10 years priming this public for the concept of zombies. I just didn't expect to be the one running around with stakes and stabbing zombies in the head because they were all vaccinated. I just didn't see that one coming. I'm like, well, okay. So it wasn't really a virus. It was the CDC all along that actually promoted it. What a good bunch of guys we are out here. I guess I better get my cowboy hat on and get my ultra long barrel 45 or something and make sure I've got a wood stake. Need some garlic too, I think. Man. We went for 10 years of people being conditioned for this day. 10 years. And they've done it so brilliantly, I can't even believe it. They programmed people over 10 years to believe in a pandemic, and this concept of zombies got seated in almost everybody's subconscious. And in the process, when they said pandemic, it was like it was one of their detonating triggers. It's what would be part of their mimetic programmings. And people just responded like drones, sheep. And just line right up. Inject me, inject me, inject me. Could you imagine our founding fathers today sitting around looking at this going, why are we wasting our time? These idiots are going to give it all away anyway. And that's pretty much why it angers me so much on this level. And it does, it's unbelievable what we're witnessing. We have literally had hundreds of thousands of men and women sacrifice their lives for the protection of freedom in this nation. And we have a mass of idiots out here that are giving it all away with one injection based on the fear that's been fanned and created by the media on a fake pandemic. Unbelievable. Truly unbelievable. And so this is the war that we fight. There is an increasingly lower number of people that are able to hold the line. And you will find as we go down this path, the less and less people will be able to hold the line. I don't know what our final number is. I don't even know what the real, no one knows what the real number is of injections because they're all lying to you anyway. According to the hand puppet Biden, we're going to be at, 70% or 60% by July. There's been a lot of people take this injection. A lot. And in spite of the common sense that we put before them, in spite of the facts that we put before them, they're too stupid and too weak to make a decision. And it's just that blunt. Self-imposed ignorance is stupidity at the end of the day. And weakness is there's no place in weakness in this world. You put facts before people and they'll tell you that, it doesn't matter. The risk is worth the reward because we've been locked down here for some time. You put facts before people. I mean, we have the Department of Defense behind this thing. This corruption is so deep. I don't know really what's left in the true sense of the Republic and real people in leadership. And the problem is that so many people have been injected now. Literally, it's like looking at a field of zombies. I have to be honest. You have to take with suspect caution around people that have been vaccinated. They are now carrying something that in the end, when this process continues to its full maturity, I need you to hear this. This includes your family. This includes friends. This includes loved ones. This includes people you see when you're out and about shopping. This truly is a zombie issue here. So let me put this in different terms. Every one of these people that has received the injection is going to get another one. They're on number two. They're going to get number three in the fall. And then it's going to be one every 6 months. And it's going to be one every 4 months. And then it's going to be one every month. And it's going to be one twice a month. Why is that happening? Because that's the transition process that they've mapped out to transition those people that can survive it all to transhumanism. So what has Klaus said to us about transhumanism? He said a couple key things. He's very blunt about it. One, you will rent everything, you will own nothing, and then these magic words, and you will be happy. You will be happy with that. Well, what is suddenly going to make me happy about having the government own everything and me renting everything? Because I'm going to think it's good because I'm going to have what in me? I'm going to have their whole nanotech in me. He's even said they will be able to monitor your thoughts. If they can monitor, they can influence. If they can monitor, they can influence. Anything that they put in you that transmits out will also receive. And their vision is to create a programmable human, transhuman base that they can, that these people will willfully live in their world of tyranny and think it's good. That's where we're going here. That they will live under tyranny and be happy about it. This is literally like some sci-fi horror film where it's like, okay. By the way, folks, today you get this notice. It's time for you to come into the review office. And there's shows like this. We need to review your child. At the age of 8 years old, your child needs to go through a state review. I'm sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. It is determined that your child has the ability to think free. You understand the rules. Nobody is able to think free in this empire. So we would like you to celebrate today the termination of your child because we've had to remove him, and we'll see if we can arrange to have you have another child if you obey to the rules. And you would literally have parents sitting around chinking glasses going, woohoo, our child got removed because they put that happiness in people. Can you imagine this? This is the sort of craziness. You know, Klaus has said, we're going to be able to read your thoughts and know, and I love this one, to know whether you are if it's appropriate for you to visit another country so that we can decide whether you should go across the border. And I mean, like he says this stuff and people are out here going, oh, this is good. This will keep us all safe. Incredible. Incredible. We have a mass of walking retards in our world right now. And they're all ages, by the way. They go from young to old. I won't be age discriminate. I won't be color discriminate. Nothing. Not even gender discriminate. There's just a mass of walking retards. It's literally like we're going to have this Patriot Party. It's like, what are we doing? Well, today, folks, we're going to do zombie watching. Really? What's that going to be? We're just going to sit back. All of us, we're going to sit on the street cafes. We're going to sit in the cafes and we're going to sip espresso. Oh, you can have a beer too if you like. Whatever you like to drink. Your drink is your passion, as a matter of fact. Matter of fact, what we're going to do today is we're going to do a global Dr. Tenpenny happy hour. We're going to do it all over the world. And we're going to have bards adding commentary on podcast, and we're all going to watch the zombies walk around. But here's the best part. We've given you a special app today, everybody. And you can change the behavior of anybody you want before us just by pressing the behaviors you want. So if you'd like to make somebody dance, just press dance and it will happen, because we'll send it through that 5G wave and we'll trigger that person that has the right stuff in it, and you can sip your coffee shots and watch them dance for you. I mean, this is the other part. This stuff is going to be hackable. Could you imagine? Like, you have all this nanotech and you're telling yourself, I feel so much better now. I'm safe. I feel safe. This is good. And so you've got this nanotech in you, and somebody goes, now watch this. And so they hack you. So like you can just all of a sudden see like the CEO sitting there in the middle of a very important meeting, and he just gets up and starts taking off his clothes. It's like, what are you doing, Jim? I don't know. I just thought this was okay. Aren't you all happy for me? Oh, we're happy for you, Jim. You betcha. John, Fred, Gomer, whatever your name is. Man, I'm telling you. This is the craziest world ever right now. You know, that brings up a whole... I mean, what do we do about big assemblies now? You have these people with injections in them. I don't even know if they're human anymore. Of course, they look human. They'll tell you they're human. I don't even know if... Like, here's the question I keep having, and I mean this, because it's kind of this weird reaction. People get the injection, and they start... And they'll go, like... They'll get all excited about it. They'll be like, I got the injection. Like, okay. Like, all right, so you just destroyed your body. You just modified your DNA. You just destroyed what God gave you as a perfect system, and you're happy? So what is going on with that injection? I keep asking myself this. Find somebody who took the injection that doesn't come back and tell you how excited they are. Like, is this thing going into their brain right away and changing their happiness mode in there or something? I'm really serious here. This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. You know, it's like, what did you just do? I just cut off my hand. It's a great thing. Oh. And tomorrow I'm going to cut off my other hand. It's a great thing. This is insane. You know, they have these science fiction movies where, and there was one, it was a film, and I think they played the same thing on like Outer Limits. But it's all this idea that like an alien species arrives on Earth, but it doesn't come in the form that we think. That instead it came in the form of plant spores. So like this plant spores go out and then they infect people and it gets into their brain and then it takes them over through this, what we just think of as a plant is actually a consciousness, so that they all start acting the same way and kind of like this Borg mind, all because they got the plant, whatever, the seeds in their head or something, they ingest them. Tell you right now, this is really what we're looking at. We're sitting here and we just sit back and we're watching this. And those of us who have not, that have stepped away into the truth zone, we're just taking a breath every day as we watch humanity just mirror off the cliff. We're sitting here waving our arms like, hey, what are you doing? We are walking to the cliff. Yes, I know, you're going to fall off. We are walking to the cliff. We are happy. We are happy. They tell us we are happy. All right, man, but like you're going to die. No, not true. We are happy. We are safe. We are safe. We are happy. That's literally what you're dealing with every day. You come out here with a pamphlet. You're like, do you see this information? That is not true. That is not true. That is conspiracy theories. You are a conspiracy theorist. You are not true. You are not true. You must be deleted. Okay. All right, Jim. Fred. Gomer. Whatever your name is. Holy cow. All right. So on a positive note, though, and this is where I kind of want to end this, because all this insanity, and it makes us feel at times that we don't have any control, but this is what I really want to tell you. You do have control. And you do have a lot of strength, in more strength than we realize. Okay. The media has done everything it can and it's working diligently to seal away any potential information that will give you any sort of idea that unless you take the vax, nothing out there will work in this point in time, according to the media, unless you take this genetic modifying vax, It's only then that you'll be safe. Well, here's the part of it that, of course, we know that's all a lie. Frontline doctors have been doing great work. So I'm going to, tonight, by the way, and this is where it all kind of comes to, I have another great interview I'm bringing in. We did the interview yesterday. Dr. Lee Merritt, one of the frontline doctors, is on tonight. Dr. Lee Merritt, this is going to be a great show. You want to hear it, okay? Dr. Lee Merritt. And, oh, we're simulcasting on YouTube. By the way, those on YouTube, I love you. Glad we're back over there, but don't expect me to last long over there because this has been my determination over on YouTube. I'm going to say the truth, and if YouTube nukes me, I just, at this point, I don't care. So, love you on YouTube, but we're going to run this thing because we've got to get the message out. I've held off a little bit here until we had some, like, we're in the energy mode of trying to throat punch the world with truth. So for those on YouTube that have been wondering where we are, which is unfortunate, you've been missing all the great stuff that wasn't going on Bards FM. Bards FM has been growing massively off of the Podbean platform. You can find it on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Podcasts. It's actually Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify. It's all there. And so while YouTube has been dormant, Podbean is now over 9 million downloads. We're in 120 countries globally. And we're listened to in every state of the union. So all you over there on YouTube, love you, but get the backup channels. I've said this so many times. YouTube is not normal. It's a censorship hell zone. And I've just made the determination I'm just going to go all in on YouTube. I'm not playing the game of, like, got to hold my tongue. You hear it? It's truth. If YouTube doesn't like it, they can kiss my butt. It's just the way it is. So, Dr. Lee Merritt. So here's the deal, Patriots. Let's close with some really positive views on what you can do. And this is important. And this is how we empower the world, all right? The first thing is, you're going to hear it, by the way. The map out that I just gave you on how this weapon system works, Dr. Lee Merritt and I talk about this tonight. So it's a really interesting conversation, and I think you'll enjoy it. So here's the deal. Prayer is frequency, vibration, and energy, okay? Prayer is right out of Ephesians 6:10, 6:10 to 18, the armor of God. Prayer is your center point of your number one line of defense in all things you do on this. And I'm not kidding. It has a biomechanical effect. It is raising your frequencies. It is changing your realigning your vibrations. And in so doing, it is separating, protecting your energy from that nanotech. It's changing the way the nanotech can be. So for the sense that you might have nanotech in you, which we all do, by the way, thanks to these evil people. But that when we get in prayer and we elevate up, we are literally creating a physical protection from that nanotech by increasing, elevating our frequency, putting our alignment with in our frequency and vibration in with God, and creating a very powerful alignment with our energy with God and not into the domain of the physical. I know there's a bunch of people in faith that hate when people talk about energy, like, oh, it's not what God is about. It's like, yes, it is. Sorry, hate to tell you. It's scientifically proven that prayer changes your frequency, your energy, and your vibration. So if you don't like the science and faith, then just take this. Get on your knees and pray. But prayer needs to be elevating, needs to be positive. You got to get rid of all fear. And I mean this. I've been beating on this for so long, and I'm not kidding about this. Fear is the one piece that rips a hole in your alignment and protections. And you've got to expel yourself of all fear. This is, you're either with God or you're not with God. You're either in God's camp going, whoop, we got this, or you're over here doing, oh, I'm wringing my hands, wondering what's going to happen. If you're on that camp, I'm going to guarantee you one thing. You are going to get sick. I don't know how. I don't know by what, but you're going to get sick. So one path ahead is the first line of defense is prayer. Number one line of defense is prayer. And it has to be diligent, it has to be continuously, it has to be going, just as Apostle Paul told us. Man, and the guy, I read Ephesians and I'm just shaking my head. I'm like, how? What a gift, not how, but what a gift God gave him in the clarity of what we needed to do to fight in the principalities above our reach. He understood it. And he may not have articulated it in terms of nanotech or anything, but he understood that the threat was greater in a way, but the only way through it was love and perpetual and persistent prayer. You have to stay in prayer constantly. And that's part of an active process in your life. Now, what's the other thing you can do? Strengthen your immune system. And when you put those together, you strengthen your immune system, and that includes vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin B, all boosters, okay? Vitamin D is really critical. You can hear Dr. Merritt talk about it tonight. Vitamin D is super, super critical. All right. You also are going to need zinc. You got to have zinc in your diet, in your booster diet. And then there's some amazing things that, like elderberry, which is interesting. I studied herbalism in a previous past time. I was about ready to say in a past life, and people are going to go, you don't believe in reincarnation. No, I don't. I was just talking about earlier in my life. So I had to be careful of my words because people get all their pricklies up and then they start freaking out and start losing their mind because we've lost reason. we have no more reason. We're just walking around here like, what's that? It's a door. Don't walk into it. Boom. Oh, that was a door. Like, yeah, I tried to tell you, don't walk into it. How's your nose? It's broken. Okay, good. Anyway, so elderberry. And here's one, black cumin seed from India that they're working with, the frontline doctors are working with right now. It has a low level of HCQ in it. All right. If you like gin and tonics, it's probably a good one too, by the way. It's got some quinine in it. But here's the thing. You need to boost your immune system. Now, if you go to Dr. Tenpenny's site, drtenpenny.com, no dot, and there's another, I'm sorry, I don't have it right on top of my head, but I'll announce Dr. Merritt's site tonight too. She's got another one. I mean, these are information resources site. Dr. Tenpenny's site's probably one of the most robust right now. Go there. She's got a supplement shop, which, oh, by the way, rumor has it that Dr. Tenpenny's advising Bards FM on how to set up a great supplement shop too on our new website. Just letting you know, that was a little teaser out there. Man, we're going for the big dogs. I'm telling you, when we're going to go to the top of the rank, we're going to get like the best brains in the entire thing, and we're going to be rocking this world and making people happy. I can't say this. If you like gin and tonics, you've got to be having a great time right now. You're like, what are you doing? I'm sipping my protection. Really? Yes. Can I have another, please? You've already had 10. I know. And life makes so much more sense now. And I'm safe. I have nothing in me but protection within me. That quinine keeps me safe. So if you're a gin and tonic drinker, have a great time. Know that you're drinking health and well-being within you every day. You got to have the tonic. You can't just have gin. Don't do it. Oh, and I don't. And those of you that drink gin straight, ugh, please. Like, take up another hobby. Like, Michter's or something. So, all right, so the deal is that we need to keep our immune systems up, and that means, what? There's this other word, here it comes, exercise. Oh yeah, I know. But I'm going to add one more to it. I'm going to close with this because I want you to really think about this. You need to do something that elevates the soul and it literally brings up the greatness of frequency within us. And what is that? Music. Music, patriots. So I'm going to challenge you all to do something. I'm going to challenge every listener. I'm going to start getting on my pulpit about this for the next 2 weeks. I'm going to challenge every patriot. I don't care if you become great at this or not. I want you to find a way to express music, not listen, but to express music. So whether it's drums, by the way, I'm getting a new cajon tomorrow. I'm excited. Go back to playing my percussion. I played percussion for years. So whether it's the cajon, like a percussion, whether it's going to be a music thing, like a flute, whether it's a woodwind instrument, whether it's piano, whether it's guitar, whether it's singing, patriots, do something with music. Do something with music. Maybe there's a strange rumor floating around that Brian Kahenic and myself might be doing something together at the Bards Fest. Just saying. I don't know if that's true or not. Heard that last night. Brian said something and even I said something. Not sure what that means. I wonder what that means. Oh my goodness. Mysteries. So do something with music in your life. It's what truly is healing. And take the time. Like I said, guitar or percussion, or if you like to do the tambourine, or if you like to do the, you know, whatever you like to do. And I'm not, all instruments are fine. Right? I don't know that, you know, acid rock and electric guitar in the 5 a.m. in the morning is necessarily what your family wants to hear, but nonetheless, that's up to you. That's your deal. Keyboards. Whatever fits your groove, man. Get some music in your life. Sing. That's great. Even if you just sing and you're to yourself, you get headphones on, you're going to do singing. Not karaoke, by the way. Singing. Well, I guess karaoke is that. I'm sorry. I misspoke. Karaoke is fine. Sing. Just, and it doesn't matter whether get rid of the whole idea of like this American Idol thing too. Like, I got to be great. No, you don't. You just need to be God's child, loving life and enjoying music. If you want to sing Him every day, sing Him. But let go of your preconceptions and just enjoy and let God flow through you through the joy of music. Because I'm going to tell you something. When we put all those things together between prayer and immune systems and exercise and joy of music, I mean, that's literally like taking out the sledgehammer on the devil's head, because it's beautiful and it's glorious and we're strong and we feel good and the energy runs through us and God goes through us and we get healed and we can export that and bring that to other people, especially those that have made the bad choice of getting injected that are now regretting it. I just saw somebody put up on YouTube side, violin. If you can play the violin, I have total admiration. What a beautiful instrument. People know I love the violin. All my beat ads over on Podbeaner, where you YouTubers need to get over to, we all know that we love the violin. Cello is great. Harp is beautiful. Oboe, there's another great instrument. If you can play these, do it, man. I mean, don't limit yourself. My grandfather played the fiddle. Still have his fiddle. And he was a well-known fiddle player in Montana at the time. So, all right, patriots. So we leave with a positive, always. Always up, never leave down. Never leave if you've got anger at night, get rid of it before you go to bed. By the way, that's scriptural too. Be happy. Be joyous. Let God's love and life flow through you. Okay? It's a heavy time. So give yourself ways of feeling good. And music is one of those. Working out too. It's miserable when you first start working out. Just saying it. Okay? And you're always, oh, God, I got to get on the exercise machine. And whatever. But do it. This is kind of the thing. It's like you're a soldier now in this army and we need to keep everybody healthy because the enemy's trying to destroy us. And it's like, you're not going to destroy me. Not happening. No. I'm going to throat stomp the devil before this thing's over. All right, patriots, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time that we come together each and every day, blessed as it is. Lord, we really are praying today for those positive things that we can bring into our lives, the joy of music, the strength of being physically healthy, keeping ourselves physically fit, and the joy of prayer. Lord, we ask just for your blessing for all the patriots out here to feel that encouragement, to feel that draw, that drive to take time each day to be on our knees and pray and taking that prayer into our working and walking and breathing life, not just to limit it in our morning, but to make prayer part of our daily breath in all we do. Lord, we pray for the patriots to take some time to make sure that they're constantly each day being aware of the things we put into this temple, this beautiful temple you gave us, to keep it healthy and strong. That we pray for the many and the patriots out here to take time to spend a little time each day in fitness, to keep our bodies nimble and strong. And Lord, we pray for music. We pray to bring music into people's lives, however we choose to do it, so that we can express the beauty and joy and glory of all that you create in this world. And let us find that inspiration within our soul. Let us bring it into our life. And let us change this world through the simple acts of greatness, kindness, and love. We say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So just remember, patriots. Very important. That the enemy wants you to doubt. We must live in a world of confirmation and positivity. When you live in that space, don't let the pits of hell drag you down. Take time to laugh at the stupidity. I know there's people out here that's going, Barge, you're really harsh on those people that take vaccines. I am, because it's part of my, so I look around and it's like a comedy show. I'm like, this is like the dumbest movie I've ever witnessed. So take time to laugh a little bit. Don't worry if you're all worried about saying something about somebody else. I'm judging him. Well, God will probably forgive you if you can find a little humor in it. Okay, it's all right. You can get down on your knees later and pray. I usually do. It's like, sorry, had it beat on him a little bit. He's probably shaking his head going, ugh, every day you have to do it. It's like, yeah, I do, because it's great script material. How can you take it away from me? I mean, goodness gracious, what would a program be if we didn't have 100 million idiots walking around here getting an injection? I wouldn't know what to do. I'll have to rewrite my whole script material. God's like, okay. You know you're gonna be praying a lot for forgiveness. Like, I know. All right. Yeah, anyway. There you go. All right, patriots. Have a blessed day. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Always press into the fight. Right? Keep your chin up. Celebrate life. Celebrate life. Be so blessed in your day. It is a blessed time to live. God will never forsake us. He never leaves us. The only people that left God were us. So remember that. He's always been there. You know, don't turn your back on him. He's right there. He's waiting for you. Open arms. Wants you to run right now. God is there to have us run and enjoy this world. And remember, that's one of the best things about when everything seems the darkest is when you have the most time and most ability to find the light. So bring the light. Because in the end, God always wins. And just that's something you just got to hold in your heart. God always wins in the end. No matter what, God wins. You're like, man, that was a hard walk. Yeah, well, God didn't tell you it was going to be easy, but he did tell you he was going to win. So be on the winning team. I'll see you tonight. For Bards FM, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern with Dr. Lee Merritt. Awesome show tonight. Looking forward to it. Remember to go check out Dr. Tenpenny's site, drtenpenny.com. And one of these days I'll actually say check out our site when it's done. We're a few weeks away. And then I'll be able to say, go over to our site and buy a bunch of stuff. Anyway, until the next time. God bless, and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made. Therefore, they can be solved by man. And man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. Push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.